In the often super-secret world of high-tech military hardware, this is an unusually public display. A made-for-television unveiling by the region's most powerful military. It's called the Eitan, the Hebrew word for strong, and it's Israel's latest addition to an expanding fleet of unmanned aerial vehicles, or UAVs. With a giant wingspan of 26 meters and a hefty 1,200 horsepower engine, the Eitan's manufacturer, Israel Aerospace Industries, says it is capable of flying at extremely high altitudes with a range of about 1,000 kilometers.
This can fly 24, 36 hours. So you can continuously patrolling the area to make sure that your enemies don't approach areas of your own country.
And while offering the latest in intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance technology, can also be modified to carry missiles.
It will be a major weapon system of the future war.
But why so much publicity? Call it part force projection and part good old-fashioned marketing. As the war of words between Israel and Iran over Tehran's nuclear ambitions stokes regional and international tensions, both sides have engaged in some very public saber-rattling, in which tit-for-tat missile tests, military exercise, and troop movements have become the norm. And now a new Israeli UAV capable of reaching Iran. On this day, Israel stresses the non-lethal applications of its new UAV, but with a not-so-subtle acknowledgement that its capabilities can be expanded.
It's for gathering information and getting intelligence, but the future capabilities of this vehicle will allow us whatever needed to carry in this vehicle.
You mean it can also act as a strike vehicle?
I cannot go into that area.
Can this vehicle go as far as Iran?
I cannot go into that, but I can assure you that we can fulfill any mission that's needed by the IDF.
Whether the Eitan is flown to Iran or not, its manufacturer, which sells 8 UAV models to countries around the world, is banking on it being a big seller.
More and more percentage of UAVs will be part of the force of all the different countries.
For the government of Israel, it seems, this UAV show and tell was as much for Iran as it was for luring future customers. Kevin Flowers, CNN, Jerusalem.